All right, habit number one, drinking water. Now, Henry David Thoreau said, "I believe that water is the only drink for a wise man." Now, while I like to also drink coffee and beer, water is by far what I'm drinking the most of, and I would suggest you do the same. A few quick notes before we get into the lesson is that water really is such a foundational piece of your health. And, you know, if they came out with a medicine that could do all the things for you health-wise that water does, it would probably be labeled a miracle drug, you know. So it really, really is going to benefit you to turn this into a habit, which is why I put it at number one. You know, this is by far my number one health habit. You know, it really keeps me grounded and anchored in my health. And to really, if you're going to take it serious, you want to turn this into a habit. You know, right from the beginning here, and we're going to go through this in a moment, like how to install a habit. One of the problems I have with the water suggestion sometimes, they always say, you know, drink 8 glasses of water. But trying to track 8 glasses of water every day is a challenge. You know, it takes a lot of energy to do that. So we're going to talk about how to make it, you know, practically run on autopilot, because that's what you're looking for. And to do that initially, you're going to want to track it. Okay, if you're really serious, you're going to track how much water you're drinking, you know, at least for a few weeks. You know, and again, just that little extra energy to really solidify this habit, because this is a habit that's really going to serve you. I wrote, you know, cures what ails you. What I mean by that is, you know, there's so many things that water can make you feel better from. You know, just little things like, you know, you overeat too much, or you eat a bunch of sugar, or, you know, eating the wrong foods. You start to not feel too good, you get a little bit of a cold, feeling tired. Any of these things, you drink some water and you start to feel better. Right? Your body just starts to liven up a little bit. Okay. So it really is one of these things that can fix so many kind of nagging health things. It's the easiest and quickest way to get back on track. You know, so again, there's so many ways to kind of fall off the wagon, you know, whatever they may be. As soon as you drink some water, you're a little bit more back on the wagon. Okay. And so again, it's easy to fall off the wagon. As we said, we don't want to make getting back on the wagon so challenging. Like, oh, now I have to start a new diet, or now I got to start a new workout, this big thing. Let's make a little baby step towards it. Right. And that's what water can be. And so what that's done for me, I can tell you, is sometimes I start getting off track a little bit, but because I have the water, it's always pulling me back on track. And so I never get that far off track. Okay. And so that's why I strongly suggest the water routine as the initial one that you're going to put in. It's not all or nothing. Okay. This is a forever routine. Right? You want to drink the right amount of water for the rest of your life. And so if there's a couple days when you don't hit your numbers, or you just don't drink any water at all, it's fine. Right? This is just always one of those ones that you just commit to, and you're always just going to get back on track. Right? There's no getting frustrated and saying, oh, this is too hard, I can't do it, I blew it. No, this is always something we can focus on and move forward with. Your thirst is relative to the amount of water you drink. Okay, so if you don't drink much water right now, and you're saying to yourself, well, I'm not even thirsty now, it's okay, because as you drink more water, your body will get used to that level of hydration. And if it dips a little bit below that, your thirst will kick in. Okay, so don't worry if you're not that thirsty. And basically, we're just going to go through 4 steps here. You know, we're going to talk about water here. We're going to bring your awareness up, and so you can realize just how important it is. We'll give you some health information that's going to hopefully motivate you. Then we're going to plan this out. We're going to plan out in a level of detail that you may have never done before. And then ultimately, you're going to use some persistence, you know, to install this into your life. And again, as I said, you know, for me, it wasn't just a straight line. I didn't just decide to do this and it just happened. You know, I would do it, and sometimes I'd fall off track, and I'd keep getting myself back on track until it became an automatic habit. Okay, so persistence is important for this. So I just want to go through a couple effects of mild dehydration. You know, one of the first one is that thirst can be misinterpreted as hunger. You know, so sometimes people are eating when they're actually thirsty, and so the more you're drinking, the more in control of your hunger you'll be. Mild dehydration can cause fatigue, right? Feeling tired really is one of the first signs of it. Dehydration causes shrinkage of brain tissues, right? So if you haven't been drinking enough water, your brain has to work harder to perform at the same level. And again, it adds to that fatigue. Dehydration can impair your attention span, memory, and motor skills. And in a new study, mild dehydration dampened moods and even led to headaches. Okay, so again, the mild dehydration, it's little nagging things, but they're things that decrease the quality of your life. And so on the flip side, because what this program's all about is getting addicted to feeling good, let's talk about the benefits of this water habit. The first one is that it reduces hunger and makes you feel fuller and more in control. Okay, so just physically, when you're drinking the water, it expands your stomach, and that helps in two ways. One is it actually physically expands your stomach and makes you feel fuller, But the other one is it keeps your stomach expanded, because a lot of hunger comes down to when your stomach contracts, it releases hormones that trigger you to feel hunger. And so it helps that a bit. The water makes you feel more comfortable. You know, this is just a real practical benefit of it. If you have any joint issues or your body's kind of just uncomfortable to move, the water may be able to help that, because a lot of times, you know, the water serves as a lubrication, you know, for your joints. You know, you have cartilage and most of it's water. And so the more hydrated you are, the more lubrication you have for those joints, the more comfortable you can move. And that, again, increases the quality of your life. It improves digestion. And so even to the point, if you overeat or choose, you know, you've ate some heavy foods, you're kind of feeling kind of heavy and lethargic, drink some water. It will help you deal with that quicker. And I can't tell you the number of times I've used this almost as a medication, right, where I've just eaten myself into a stupor or eaten the wrong things. And the way for me to bounce back the quickest and feel better the quickest is to start drinking the water. And I think you'll find it helps you as well. It improves mood, focus, mental functioning, and motivation. You know, it really does. Again, I don't think we think about it this way a lot, but water really does improve the quality of your life, right? It just helps your body to operate so much more optimally and efficiently. And finally, on a psychological level, it's a health anchor. Okay, and we'll talk about how to install that health anchor, make it more powerful in a moment, but it can be one of those things. I mean, if you're drinking water throughout the day, every time you're taking a sip of water, it can be this little reminder that you're being a healthy person, and you'd be amazed at the power that has. After a little while. So I want to just break down my water habit for a moment. So the first thing is, you know, I have a big bottle, okay, and we'll talk about this in a moment, but I think it's important because now I'm tracking, you know, I have a 1.5 liter SIG bottle, and I'm drinking 2 of those a day, okay, but tracking 2 things is a lot easier than tracking 8, okay, and I say it's my banky because I carry it around all the time with me. Right? I love having it because I know if I start feeling tired, if my throat gets dry, you know, I start feeling full, I start feeling lethargic, I know I got that water there, okay, and it makes me feel good to have it. How I drink it, again, this is what I was talking about, the health anchor, and what I would suggest, you have the self-hypnosis session, you know, it's a short one, and what it will do is it's going to help you think of water a bit differently, you know, remind you of all the health benefits of it. So when I drink water, I'm not just drinking water, I'll sit up a little bit more. And again, I do a lot of this unconsciously at this point. Okay, so if you listen to that self-hypnosis session for a week while you're installing your water ritual, you will find that when you're drinking the water, again, unconsciously, you're kind of tapping into this. So I'll sit up. I'll take a deeper breath. I'll feel grateful that I have clean water to drink. I feel healthier for sure. And I feel alive. I feel that water going in my body and just making me operate at a high level. It feels good. Every time I take a sip of water, it just feels good. Okay, and so part of it's real, like it's physical, helping my body, and part of it's psychological. I'm using the hypnotic suggestions to boost the benefits of it. Okay, and you want to do the same thing. So I basically have 3 sections: when I drink it, when I track it, and when I prepare it. Okay, and so I would suggest you do the same here. Split into 3 sections. And again, you get the worksheet where you can fill these out. So I drink, you know, I drink my morning. And I want to make something clear. This has changed over time, right? So it depends on whatever my life situation is, right? But I drink right now, currently, in the morning, I drink a bottle, and then in the evening, I drink a bottle, right? When I say track, I'm not writing it down anymore. I used to, but now it's just become a pretty solid routine. But at noontime, I'll just kind of check where I'm at with my water, and same thing at 10 o'clock. And when I prepare it, again, it's just a little thing. It may seem silly, but I promise you, when you're looking to install this, if you don't have a water routine already, breaking up in these 3 sections will definitely help you succeed with it. So I always fill my bottle at the same time, so I never have to think about it. It's always full when it needs to be. And again, it's all works as a real high-functioning routine for myself. So let's talk about your water habit and designing your own. So the first thing is, again, structure increases your chances of success, right? How many times people say, oh, I'm gonna work out tomorrow. I'm going to start drinking more water. Well, that's so vague. You know, it's just the chances of you succeeding with that are real low because it's not a real good approach. You know, it's not well-defined. So the more structure you add into putting this habit in, the higher your chances of success are. So how much water do you want to drink? A general rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces, okay? Now, again, this is just a general rule of thumb, somewhere to start. And so you feel free. This is always, everything's always about how it feels for you. And so if it feels like way too much, you cut it down at first, you know, just play around with it. That's a general rule of thumb where to start. Get yourself a water bottle. Okay. I'm a big, big fan of getting a big water bottle. You certainly do not want to be drinking disposable water bottles. It'll be a tremendous waste. You wouldn't want to carry like a gallon plastic thing around because plastic outgasses. It makes the water taste bad and it's not the healthiest. Get yourself a nice water bottle. They're not even that expensive. Okay, I use a SIG bottle. I'm a big fan of that. There's Clean Canteen, Nalgene. Get something that you can keep for a while and get something that is big. And what I mean by it should hold half or a third of your daily water. Okay, so what that means is for me, my bottle holds half the water I want to drink every day. Right? And so I'm tracking 2 bottles a day. The most I would go up to is 3. Okay, so if you get yourself a smaller bottle that holds a third of your daily water, that's fine. It's easy to track 2 things. It's easy to track 3 bottles. Okay, but I would definitely suggest getting a bigger bottle. When are you going to drink it? And so you can fill this out in the worksheet. When are you going to drink this water? And again, are you going to do it? You kind of have 2 options here that I would suggest. You can drink the water. You can split it up into 2 sections or 3 sections. I wouldn't go much more than that. It starts to get hard to track it. Okay, so figure out how much water you want to drink and then break it down into when do you want to drink the first bottle, when do you want to drink the second bottle. And if you want to drink a third bottle, when are you going to drink that? Okay, whatever works for you. But figure out when you're going to drink it. What do you need to prepare? Okay, so what I mean by this is, you know, I've had my water ritual long enough that I've lived in places where I had to use a pitcher filter. And again, that took an extra step because I would have to fill it up at a certain time so it was ready for me because it took a while for it to filter all through. Then I switched over to one of them faucet ones, right? And so that was a little easier. Now I live in a place where I can just right out of the tap, it's fine. Okay, but again, every person's different. Just think to yourself, what do you need to do to prepare? Right? To make sure you get the water you need to drink every day. When will you track it? Right? So again, this is just kind of like, this is the period at the end of your each bottle, right? You want to know, you just want to have a time, right? So for me, I got 12 noon is the first one. And so I want to put a period on that. Because if I don't, and then if I didn't, I came up with this. If I didn't do that, there was a good chance I'd go all day and I wouldn't drink anything, right? So notice when you're going to track it. And again, if you've got 3 bottles you want to drink, you want to have 3 times to just track it. And then I'll add one more. When you're adding this habit, if you want to, you know, you can always, in the morning or in the evening, just kind of do a big thing when you're checking all the habits that you want to install, and you can kind of just notice, did I drink my water? All right, so it's kind of like 2 tracking. There's tracking the each bottle, and then there's tracking the overall daily consumption if you want to. Okay, what anchors can you use to trigger you? All right, so I'll give you an example. Currently, and again, this is kind of a relatively new one, but a lot of times I will go to a coffee shop to work in the morning. And so what I do is if I get a coffee, I put it there. Before I can drink the coffee, I will drink water first. Right? And so that's kind of the anchor I use to trigger me. And at night, again, if it depends what I'm doing. If I'm watching TV or if I'm working, before I do anything, I'll drink some of the water first. Okay, so those are anchors. Those are unconscious anchors I use to trigger me to drink the water. You can have different routines for different days. I have 2 different routines. So I have a Monday through Friday routine where I'm drinking 2 bottles every day, and then I have a Saturday and Sunday routine, and that's 1 bottle a day. Right? But I kind of started switching it, so it's almost 2 bottles a day on those as well. Right? But I take my foot off the gas a little bit on the weekend. Okay, so for you, you may have different schedules on different days. So take that into account, right? And plan something that works for you. Right? You got to work it around you. Finally, you know, how will other people react to your new routine? This may sound silly to say, but if you're a sensitive person, you kind of, you know, you don't like people commenting on anything. All of a sudden, if you're carrying a water bottle around, I'm just warning you, because I would have never thought this, but people comment on my water bottle all the time. It's big. You know what I mean? It just seems normal to me now because I always have it. But I guess it seems unusual to carry this giant water bottle around. And, you know, and so people joke around with it all the time. But again, I just mentioned it just so if that's something that may bother you, just prepare yourself for things. Because, again, this habit is so important. And it may sound like we're going to a detail that seems ridiculous, but I promise you, if you install this habit, it's just tremendous. You know, it makes such a huge difference in the quality of your life in so many ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually even. So what I want to do now is I just want to rehearse your water habit. And so If you don't know, you know, I'm a hypnotist, and I came up with a process called self-hypnotic programming. It's basically just how to program your mind. And so we're going to go through a real simple way of doing that here. And we're just having fun. This isn't a hard thing to do. But understand that, you know, tomorrow's going to happen, right? You're listening to this, and you know tomorrow's coming, and you have some idea what's going to happen, right? If I asked you to write on a piece of paper how your day's going to go, you'd probably nail it almost exactly. And that's how we operate as humans. We operate kind of on autopilot, right? We know what's going to happen tomorrow, then tomorrow's going to happen, and we kind of just go along with it without having to make a lot of decisions. So what we want to do is we want to use that natural process of kind of pre-planning our day now, and we want to imagine tomorrow with our water ritual. And so this is something you can do repeatedly until you get this habit installed, but I promise it'll help you. So we're going to make a movie tomorrow, and you're going to imagine going through your day with your ritual. Right. So again, at this point, if you don't have this yet, you want to decide when you're going to drink it, right? How much you're going to drink each section, and you want to notice when you prepare it, when you drink it, and when you measure it, and you track it. And then again, notice if there's any challenges, and how it makes you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally. Right? You want to notice all these things. And if there are any challenges, what can you do to solve them? Okay, so the last two we're going to skip for a moment, but I want you to close your eyes for a moment and imagine it's tomorrow morning. You're lying in bed, you just kind of woke up, right? You open your eyes, you hop out of bed, you do what you normally do in the morning, and go through the day, though, and see your new water ritual in there, right? So when you're preparing it, imagine when you're going to drink it. And with each drink that you take of it, just again, you can kind of just imagine how it's going to feel. Right? How's it going to feel physically, mentally, emotionally to be drinking this water? Right? Just kind of go through your day, see yourself drinking that water. And you can even notice when you finish a bottle of it, right? Every time I finish a bottle, it feels good. Right? So if you imagine it feeling good, it feels nice, feel healthy, that's great. And you just go through your day, how you imagine it to go, but just layer that water habit over it. See yourself drinking that water, doing that healthy thing. And then get to the end of the evening, you're getting ready to go to bed. I just want you to reflect on the idea of going to bed tomorrow, but you've done this healthy thing for yourself. And how does it feel? Knowing that you did something really healthy for yourself all day today. And then you get ready, imagine, go to sleep. Okay, so now open your eyes for a moment. And now as you went through that, were there any challenges? Right? Just think about it for a moment. And if there were, right, if there are any you realize just from imagining it, what can you do to solve them? Right? Spend a little bit of time thinking about what things you can do to fix those challenges, to make sure that this habit, you know, sticks with you. Because again, it's just so key. All right. Now, again, this is just a fun way to do it. You know, just kind of installing the habit in, and just, again, it can help you notice things you may not have thought of. But the ultimate suggestion, the ultimate way to install this habit is to actually do it. Just to go ahead and do it. And so like I said, the first thing I would suggest if you don't have a water bottle is to go get a water bottle. Right? Get one that you like. Put stickers on it. Decorate if you want to. Do whatever you want with it. But have fun with it, because I'll tell you, this is one of those ones, you know, I could tell you all day long how much better it's going to make you feel, but until you actually experience it. And this has been one thing. I've been helping people lose weight for over 15 years. And one thing that happens so often is – you say, okay, do you drink water? Yep, I drink a lot of water. We start tracking it. They realize they didn't drink as much water as they thought they did. They start drinking the proper amount of water. Every time, they're blown away by how much difference it makes. It makes everything else easier. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you here. And so not just for losing weight, it just it helps you operate at your highest level. Okay, and it feels good. It feels good to walk the right path. It feels good to do something healthy all day long. And it's relatively easy. It's definitely easier than trying to get to the gym every day, I think. For me, it is anyways. So again, you know, I'm really excited for you. If you don't have a strong water habit, this is going to be a game changer for you. I promise. Okay, so have fun with this, and I'll see you in the next lesson.